over everywhere. It'll be interesting to see if we get a good number watching.
All right. You ready to go?
Yeah, buddy.
All right, brother. What's up, everybody? It is Monday night, time for the Fit Life Barbecue Podcast. You can't start your barbecue week without starting on Monday. Coming to you live from the Uncle Steve Shaped Studios in Cenobonstead, New Hampshire. What can I say about Uncle Steve? Well, let me do this.
Yeah, they hadn't already been chiseled into stone, yeah.
I'll mute him so he can't yell at me.
They hadn't already been said under the quietness of someone's breath. That low. I can't.
16. Shit. See, you're going all flustered now. 16 amazing flavors.
Yes.
The new magic ribs. Let me tell you something. I rolled those on a couple pork butts the other week.
Mm-hmm.
It is magic.
It's magical. Ooh. Well, that's why it says magic ribs and more. So, if you haven't tried it yet, you're late. You're late to the party. Let's get it.
That's right.
I happen to have plenty of it made and bottled up, so.
Uncle Steve has great customer service. If you call, who's going to answer? He is. Who's going to answer? He is. Who's going to pack your order? He is. Who's going to ship your order? He is. There might be a certain establishment that fucks that up from time to time. But we're working on
that. They're getting better. They're getting better, and I'm working on it with them, so we're all good.
There we go. Check out Uncle Steve's.
I want to shout out real quick. A couple of Joe's Meat Market, Taurus Meat House, Papa Joe's Barbecue, and I cannot forget one that I'm really trying to pump up right now.
Bucky's.
And I got my Bucky's cheetah print. These were hard to find. I had to pull a couple strings, but I actually found some strings to pull. So we're going as Bucky's is exploding. We're moving with them. I know when new stores are coming before a lot of people do, because we get those orders for them. They keep our price low. They carry original spicy air and Gator Shake. And, it's a good little setup. Get you some beaver nuggets. Of course, can't go in without spending $100. But you know what? It's well worth the trip. So any of my Bucky's page people that are watching today, go find me. Good to see you.
Absolutely. Let me do this real quick. Here we go. Yep. Hear that? Boom. Tonight also brought to you by, as you had said earlier, Joe's Meat Market, the diamond of Royce City, Texas. Gabriel and his crew do an incredible job from custom cuts to your standard meat cuts you're looking for, fresh daily, fresh produce. He's got one-stop shop for all your weekend or competition needs. You got your meat covered, you got your produce covered. You need rubs and sauces. Got that covered. Now carrying smoking woods. Mm-hmm. So he's got you covered from A to Z. And if you're in there and you're getting a little rumblies, feel a little hungry, sit down. Have a couple of tacos, have some menudo. You've had the food. First hand experience.
Yeah, buddy. It's authentic. Authentic. It's real, okay? It's real, the kind of food you want to sit down and enjoy.
100%. So check them out whenever you're in the neighborhood, Joe's Meat Market. And remember, guys, Joe's Meat Market, for the win.
Yeah, buddy.
So let's see, Steve, who we got in here. I can guarantee I know who was first in here.
Well, sure.
All the way. Jesus Christ, I got to go all the way back here. Wow. Daddy Dutch, Bat What's Happening, Judge Webb, Tom's Food Factory, what's up, brother? Big Rome, what's up? C Mac, let's go, brother. A little past your bedtime, brother. Got a wonderful call from C Mac on Saturday. We're gonna plan to try to get together on a Sunday, do some cooking out in the driveway here. Chris Brzezinski, Quentin Nelson, Mad Max, what's up? Call you out, brother. NBL, what's happening? Dutch Rush Schmidt, Schmitty's in the house.
There you go.
Al Lunacy, what's up, Al? What's up, brother? Ashley, what's happening? Let's see. We're coming back to normal. And we're at that. Always stay up late for Uncle Steve, says C Mac.
Well, because he goes to bed at 6:30. It's Luby's at 4:30. Come home, maybe catch one of his 30-minute stories from the afternoon. Then he's in bed. Yeah, you know. These are the days of our barbecues. Yeah, that's it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The Real Housewives of Barbecue. So what's been happening, brother, before we get into everything we're going to do today?
It's ending school, being, and I always throw this out here in hopes that someday it'll click the ear of some wonderful young lady friend. I single dad of three girls, love them to death. They're closing down school, or not closing down, because after going through COVID, closing down has a different word for it. They're almost done. My ninth grader just turned 15, and the first words out of her mouth were, "Permit, please." And I went, "No, God." Laney, the 10-year-old, is about to turn 11 on the 23rd, so we're going to do a party for her. Stevie turned 6 June 28th and is just living the dream. She loved everything about kindergarten. She watches Daddy. I'm between closing down gymnastics for the season, planning a few summer camps for gymnastics, and keeping up on orders. You know, and the order thing, it looks like we're getting the shipping, the USPS straightened out. I've had to make a few changes just for the safety. I found out, and Johnny, I talked to you about it, round objects don't ship as well. And I even tried them in a round cylinder box. I mean, just like hard, heavy duty. They don't. I shipped one to Dutch 2 weeks ago. Still not there. So I bit the bullet. So now everything you get is coming in boxes. And it's some type of a flat side, so it scans easy. It's going to get there safe, not crushed. And, of course, the ones that were crushed, we'd take care of. But still, we're getting that back in order. My USPS lady isn't crazy about it because it doubles the size of the actual shipment. But I take care of her, and she takes care of me, and we're like that. So we're good. Nothing else. No new flavors coming. Because 16 fits in a box. 16 regular bottles fits in a 9x9 box perfectly. That's what we ship to Bucky's, is that size. So it's good. Stevie, post on. Yeah, okay. Thank you. she's like me. If there's a camera or a microphone around, I've got to edge my way over to it. We're doing good. We're getting ready. We have a small cook-off coming up that I take a big part of. Fort Bend coming up in October, I believe. And I'm already starting to jot down notes for Houston. You know, that Houston cook-off, we may have a bunch of different people. We may have a bunch of the same. But the cook-off doesn't change. It's great food. It's great entertainment. It's great people watching. I don't know if I'll be getting up at 5 in the morning to get on TV every day anymore, because that was a little tough. But
you're super, hey, this is what superstars got to do. Hey,
you know, I tell you, the autographs, and I tell you, I signed about 3 or 4 autographs at least for my friends and relatives. So from like I think Lep says, for the tens of people watching and the millions of people in the world. You know, that's how I feel sometimes. But
you know, you always have time to for your fans, though. That, yeah. I did notice when we were at Houston. You always have time for your fans.
Yeah, you know, hey, you got to do what you got to do. I mean, you know, you can't let people down. I talked with one of the Houston Astros years back, Lance Berkman. And he said, man, I don't know how you work with kids so well. And I said, Lance, number one, I don't know how you hit a curveball, because I'd be sitting in the dugout after the first curve. I said, but the other one is, man, you've probably signed millions of autographs. And he said, I will continue to as long as people want it. That's it. And you know what? As long as somebody wants to talk to me, sit on my knee for a picture, give me a hug, hey, as long as the people want to do that, I'll take it. I'll take it wherever I can get it. You know, so.
That's great. Mike J., what's up? Manch Vegas in the house. Patrick Cullen, what's happening? Mackenzie Peterson, thank you for tuning in. Gray Rhino, what's up? AC, what's going on? And I know Brother CJ popped in. Can't say, can't hear, but love y'all.
Yep. And I'm watching the chat over on the side, and I put this out because it's something special to me today, to a whole lot of people that are maybe not even that familiar with YouTube. If you're one of my friends or one of my neighbors, somebody I work with, if you're a brand new and have never done this, if you're a Texas Aggie that I put a call out to, even though I'm not an Aggie, you see this chat going on, jump in there in the chat and just say, hi from wherever you are, and say something. You won't get emails. You won't get spam phone calls. Jump in there and say hi.
There you go. So Daddy does. What Steve is saying is each of us get an EMAGS. Okay, you asked for it, big boy.
I'm going to tell you. Woo, man.
Steven Lozano, what's happening? Oh, so good, good. Everything's good, you know. Yep. You know, we talk almost every day anyway without doing the groups and everything. So we are here because, once again, time for the barbecue family and barbecue community to step up and do a little give back. So we're going to get into that. Looking at my mods. Did you say that link was on your Facebook page, on the Uncle Steve Shake Nation?
The GoFundMe, the GoFundMe, and I have it in my, I haven't took notes, so I don't make it a 3-hour show. The GoFundMe account is located on the Shake Nation page. So anybody, go to Facebook, go to Uncle Steve Shake Nation, you'll find a GoFundMe there for a young gentleman by the name of Blake Kirchgessner. And from this point, I will just call him Blake because I have enough trouble saying my own last name. But it's on there, and whenever you're ready, I'm ready to get into it.
Dutch, right now, you looks like you're the only mod in there. Can you hop on the Nation page and grab that link and put it in the chat? Randy Salinas, what's up, brother? All right, so we are talking about a few weeks now.
Yeah.
You sent out a message to the to our Houston group.
Yeah.
And saying you're reaching out with open arms. A situation had happened. A young man doing great in life. Wow, thank you, Randy. Appreciate that, brother. Appreciate it. Randy just put the there's Dutch right there.
Right.
Thank you, boys. Thank you. There was a fundraiser, looking to get some stuff rolling. Yeah. And, you know, because there's going to be some auctions and things like that. So a bunch of the guys, we got right on it that day, and we're making phone calls and emails.
Oh, it was amazing. Amazing.
We had one hell of a auction won by 7 o'clock that night.
That first item in, and it's the last one I'm going to talk about. But that's it. It's big, and so when you hear about it, you'll know if it's right up your alley. I'm going to jump in real quick. I want to run over a little bit about this guy. Young man by the name of Blake Kirchgesner, one of those kids that in high school you're like, oh man, I hope he doesn't talk to the same girls I'm talking to. Great kid, good looking kid, graduated number 10 in his high school. And the high school class is Tomball Memorial just outside of Houston. And this isn't a little class. So he's a big brain, also a baseball player, which I'm one of those. You play on a team sport, you develop a certain amount of character just through that. It's a golden kid. This is one of the greatest kids you can imagine. Followed his dream, went to Texas A&M and studied and graduated with an aerospace engineering degree. Now, that's a little bit better than a Shakeology degree. I'll put it that way. Dream job, of course, Lockheed Martin. Mm-hmm. Going through college, had a little setback. I shouldn't say a little, huge setback. His sophomore year, his dad passed away of cancer. Right in the middle. And that when you're doing college here, any little ripple outside your life can throw you into a tailspin. He toughed it out. He has a strong mom, Miss Leah, toughed it out. Kept going, kept driving. I believe it's during his senior year, mom got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Oh.
Now, she's okay. She's still going through it. But even with all that going on, he managed to graduate Texas A&M, good high ranking, aerospace engineer, got his dream job at Lockheed Martin. That was it. I mean, he's ready to go. The setbacks were tough, but it shows you what kind of drive he has in getting it through. And he didn't graduate with tons of loans. He was working constantly. He was making his way through. So he gets out, he gets Lockheed Martin, and in the mix of signing his contracts, of signing the things to start work, something goes wrong with the insurance through Lockheed Martin and through the insurance he was on with his mom's. I'll just say between that, he wasn't covered. Now, you know where this is going to lead the second someone says, he graduated, I believe 23. I get lost on years, but that's because I'm old. I still think I'm 25 and I'm not. I wish I was. Anyway, he graduates. He gets the job with Lockheed Martin. Real quick, he's on almost a celebratory ski trip of look what I've done. And it's tough for him because he's not the one that he's always to the grindstone. Horrific ski accident. I can only say that if he wasn't wearing a helmet, we would not be doing a benefit for him right now. It would have been a while back and it would have been other stuff. He'd have died. Without the helmet, he would have died. However, in that accident, his both legs got crushed from the knee down. And that's I say crush from the knee down, and the first thing that hits me is, and no insurance. Through all of that, through the therapy, through the doctors, and the doctor said, well, we think you'll be up again. We think you'll be okay. And there was, at first there was a little bit of a brain trauma, but that was like a month long. He is 100% brain-wise. It was just, you bang your head. It's like concussion, concussion syndrome. Anyway, he's 100% brain. He's great. Still in a wheelchair, still dealing with infections that keep getting in his legs. He has come back now to live with his mom for right now so she can help out. But I'm going to tell you one of the toughest things, and as a guy, you'll relate to it. I show up on these podcasts. I show up to friends, full hands. What can I do for you? What can I help? I'm terrible about asking for help. I know that he is the same way. He'll do anything for anybody. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I kind of gave his mom a little saying to give him, and I hope he's watching this. You know, a man always knows when he can give help. A real man knows when he can give help, also knows when to accept help. And too many of us won't accept help. We won't ask. We will lay there on the ground and not be, before we ask for somebody to come help us. Blake, if you're on here, let some of these people that love you all around you reach out and help you. Now, I'm having said that, I'm going to leave it there, and I hope he's watching. If not, I know he'll watch the replay. We got together. His mom reached out because she knows I do the shake and said, mm-hmm. God, donate a package of shake for an auction that we're doing for a benefit. Man, are you kidding? How much do you want? What do you want? What else can I do? And then I started thinking over the years of how many people I've come in contact with that are representatives of this company or that company or grills or supplies just in the barbecue. Then I took it a little further and reached out to some other folks. But it's a bunch. And I know how good it makes me feel when I'm able to give and help somebody. So I'm coming with empty hands reaching out. It almost got me. Now I'm coming asking. Whether you look at it as a little repay, whether you look at it as paying forward, I'm going to tell you about some stuff, and I want you to jump in if you can. Quick, we're doing a benefit for Blake at the Sawyer Park Ice House. That's in Spring, Texas. We have two different bands playing. It's a Scott Walker and Pat Brink are playing, and followed by Gary Kyle. We're also doing a raffle. We're going to do a Uncle Steve walks around with a bucket and presses people to drop a little green in it. Sawyer Park has outstanding food. It's going to be from 1 o'clock to 4:30 on that Sunday, the 23rd. So it's not going to cut into your work week. You're going to have a good time if you're able to go. We are having raffles. They'll have silent auctions. And we will be having a live auction both there and on podcast, so that if you can't show up in Spring, Texas, you can get on a podcast that we're going to have, and you can bid through that, and I will hold you to your bids because I'm going to know you. And if there's a problem, I can come to your house. Excuse me. Now for the good stuff. So like you said, I reached out. I put a message out to some of my barbecue people. Hey, this is coming up. I would love to have some stuff to donate. Gosh, maybe even a grill to go with the seasoning that I put out there. And immediately, I started getting little clicks. Give me an hour. Give me 10 minutes. Let me see. When someone says that, you know it's going to be pretty good. I'm going to start from the bottom and work my way up, because something at the top is real special. And I'm going to go ahead and add this. If you are with a company that supplies any type of product that might go well in an auction, reach out to me. We will get together. We'll put it in the auction. It will do you good. If you are not a company that can, we're going to donate 1,000 widgets or whatever you donate, there's a GoFundMe page. It is out on the Uncle Steve Shake Facebook page. You can click on there. I think Kent put the link to the Facebook page on there, but you go on there, and I'm going to tell you what, $10, $20. When I hit the podcast, my favorite was 100, because that gets attention. Drop a hundy if you can. Drop anything you can, because every dollar pushes Blake that much further. You know, when I started the shake business, I said, I'm going to make $1 million. And everybody laughed at me. I said, and you know how I'm going to do it? $1 at a time. How do you eat an elephant? One bite at a time. How can I do something to help Blake get through some of this? $1 at a time. And that's what it takes. Now, I'm going to ask something. if you go on the GoFundMe, there's always a place for a note. Most people put anonymous or maybe their name. I don't want that. Neither does he. I want Blake to know that there's good people in the world that care, that can help, that will reach out just because he was a Texas Aggie. Or in worst case, just because he's a friend of mine. You put in those notes, Texas Barbecue Chapter, Pit Life Barbecue, Uncle Steve's Shake. You put somewhere who you are, where you're from. You put something about you so that when I read it, I know. When he reads it, he knows. Represent who you are, represent your group. So I'm putting that out there, and I hope folks get a chance to do it. So I'm going to hit this auction. In the auction, they're putting together some baskets, and there's going to be more baskets, like every auction. How much for this basket? Full of some good stuff. Ladies' stuff. There's a spa basket, which I would love, but I'm scared now to take my robe off because I don't look the way I used to. Magna Chef dropped me a couple pair of the awesome Pickup Lava Magna Chef gloves. Johnny, thank you through that. The spa package, one of them, valued at $500. There's an Uncle Steve's package, of course. One of everything I make, everything that has my face on it. That includes the special gold packages. That includes the pillow. It's going to be one of a bottle of every seasoning I have. The sauce. A regular t-shirt, just like Johnny Mags has on. A hat, because I got new orders in hats. There's something else that's special that I'll auction off, but it's not in that package. Well,
different package.
It's going to be a full everything I can think of for Uncle Steve. Not one of those. That's old. Stevie's on the side watching me. There's an Arctic cooler set. Okay, hold on. Come here. Don't do that. Come here. That's Stevie. Say hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
And put that down. Hi, Johnny. That's your toy. Now get out of my way. Stop it. There's an big Arctic cooler with some Arctic tumblers that'll be auctioned off. Those things I what? Keep frozen for 36 years.
Something like that.
Joe's Meat Market jumped in. They shot me a big box full of foam peanuts, I might add. Thanks, Rome. Open the box, peanuts everywhere. There's a Joe's cutting board. There's a big Texas handle carving knife. There's a giant leather butcher smock, a cutting smock, so you don't mess up your Uncle Steve's shirt. Big black leather. And then there's some little goodies in there that go with it. He got that to me. In fact, he says, man, we want to get it there. We want to get you something. We want to make it happen. And I was just like, oh, wow, that is so awesome. I'm working up the ways. There's a pair of diamond earrings. And value on, I haven't seen the picture of them, but they're diamonds and they're valued at $2,000. So that's going to be in there. As an Uncle Steve guest, there's a package for February Houston barbecue cookoff passes. You'll be my special guest, and that I will retrieve your liquid beverages whenever I can from behind the special liquid beverage place, so there are no lines. You'll be treated special, though we treat everybody special. I'm going to make sure and give you a nice warm fuzzy, but there's two passes on that for any night, or you can split them. One, I know Guggen last year did three and just came every night. But anyway, there's two passes on that. I know we're going to be adding stuff, and I'm going to be adding it on the Uncle Steve Shake page. Now, I'm going to bump up a little bit for some things that may interest this focus group. Yes, sir.
Looks like, and I took a screenshot on my phone so I have it before I lost it. Mackenzie Peterson, looks like we got a Bless Me Candle Company basket donated with a certificate. I screenshotted the name, so we'll get you two in touch and work out how to get everything there. So thank you so much, Mackenzie. That's tremendous for you. Thank you so much.
Well, Mackenzie's an old friend. Mackenzie, thank you for that. Thank you for showing up. We miss you. So thank you. All right. So I'm never short for words. And I've told a lot of people about this. And I had a lady, I was talking and she walked away. She came back. She said, you know, my husband in a big company that he works at just won a grill. I said, won a grill? Well, tell me about it. It's a Cuisinart, and I'm sorry, CJ, but it's a Cuisinart portable wood pellet smoker, 256-inch cooking space. You pick it up. It's portable. You move it. They retail. I looked it up today. They retail at about $350. Mm-hmm. She said, we would love to donate that. I'm going to tell you what, to throw it on your back porch, to whip up something quick, you can't beat that. And it's a Cuisinart. We're going to have that in the online live auction for sure. So I run up to Lowe's because I have some buddies at Lowe's. They take care of me. I take care of them. And I talked to the manager and I said, hey, I could use a grill. And he said, let me pass it by a couple people, but I got you. I went and picked it up today. It's a char griller. It's a gasser. It is the best grill that you will ever find for a small back patio, an apartment patio, a little start off. It's gas, the tubes underneath. I can't remember, the sticker on the front of it says something special. It is perfect for someone that may not want to go out and stoke the firebox and fill the pellets and get it going like that. We're going to have that. Now, I'm going to jump up one. This is the one that so far that I'm most excited about. And part of it's because these guys jumped in. This is John Barton out of Austin.
He was the fastest on the phone between me and him.
I mean, just so before I finish asking, he got with Ryan Newland, who got with Brooks Barrels, and Brooks and Ryan Newland of Backline Fabrication, and they make the $10,000, $15,000, $20,000 pits. They are going in on a collaboration. They've been wanting to do it, and he said, this is the perfect chance. It's a Brooks Barrel. Fabricated by Newland.
At Backline Smokers.
At Backline Smokers. Custom powder coat paint. Everything fancy you can think of that a competition cook or someone that knows how to cook on a barrel can use. They're going to build that and they're going to donate it. And this got me. They're going to start. It's going to be successful. They know the model is going to be successful. They're going to market the model as the Blake. They're naming it after Blake.
Yep.
And I tell you, I can't. It's one of those, I can't wait to see it. We'll do an unveiling. They said that retail, something like they're putting together. And again, this is a dead serious person. Retail on something like that is probably a little over $2,000.
With ease.
We will start the bidding, and I will be the auctioneer because I refuse to give up microphones to anybody. I know we'll probably start that at about 500, and it'll stay at 500 for all of about 28 seconds. Mm-hmm. And that's if I have to take a sip of my drink after I talk about it. We're going to roll that thing out, and I know that is going to be not only a big help to the auction, that's going to knock somebody up a notch in their competition cooking. Again, hey, backyard guys are welcome. Once you learn how to cook on a barrel, you may never go back. But this is the big time. This is something that's outstanding. And John Barton talked to one of his sponsors. They're throwing in a big assortment of good gourmet wood products as fuel.
Gourmet Wood Company. Incredible products. I use them all the time. The shipping gets a little hefty.
Yeah.
Coming from Texas to New Hampshire on it, but yeah, it's incredible. Orlando over there runs it. Incredible guy, great company, great products. Jared, it's a drum.
Yeah, it's a drum. Now we are on some of these things, we're gonna have to figure out something about shipping. Like yeah. if you're 100 miles away or less, I'll bring it to your house, whatever it is. If you're more than 100 miles away, we'll need to work something out. You know, because shipping isn't that much, but we can't let it come out of funds for the auction. Yeah. That kind of crosses out the whole idea of it. So we'll work on that. Now, I do have something that was added today by my buddy at Lowe's. And originally, I thought it was a lawnmower. And then I dug into it. It's not. It's a very specialty item. If you have a John Deere zero turn, 42 inch, it's the bagging mulching system that goes with that. And that's retailing right now with them at about $800. But I told him, I said, hey, buddy, I'll take it. I'll take it. And if something happens where we don't sell it in the auction, I will work on finding somewhere else to sell it to make a little for it. But when I said the John Deere zero turn 42 inch, somebody's ear just went click. Ho, ho, ho. I bet I can get that cheap. And you will. You will. It's yeah. especially that. But every dollar counts. Now, again, I'll say, and we're in the Tomball, Spring, Montgomery County area. If you know anybody that does anything in that area, I thought it would be great. You know, so many of our good friends are doing competition classes, and the dollar ticket on those is pretty big. I don't know what I could do to find one close to that area that might donate a seat. And yeah. especially if it's somebody that cooks on barrels, because if it's somebody that gets the barrel also that says, I'm going all out, they learn how to cook on their barrel. Yeah. So anyway, now, I do have one other thing to add.
Mr. Clarence Joseph, what's up, brother?
Oh, Clarence. Oh, he's a man. He's a man. I love him to death.
I haven't talked to him in a while. I got to catch up with Clarence.
I am entering into the auction. Can't stand up too far. My Uncle Steve's Hawaiian shirt.
Hey, that's a one of four.
It's one of four. I'm getting some more made. So, but I know it's been asked, and I will put that in somewhere. I don't expect it to draw much, but that is the proverbial shirt off my back. And that's, you know, if you're going to do something, don't half do it. Go all out. If I thought I could enter into the auction, you know, pole dancing lessons or something, I'd do that. But I'm not that good a pole dancer. I'll have to admit it.
Those only come out for Canadian shows on Fridays.
That's right. Any of my ladies in Canada. I am looking for good stuff to add. If you live far away, you don't have to ship the product to me. There's no sense in double shipping. You can actually contact me, send a picture of it. We will put it out there. We will show it here. And then you ship directly to whoever gets it. And it can be people that have contacts with accessory companies, charcoal companies. My buddy at Lowe's, if he couldn't come up with a grill, I was going to say, you know what? I see a nice power washer over there. Anything helps. Anything that makes a dollar. And that's, like I said, it's $1 at a time. So, yeah. And there will be more coming into it. One of the girls helping out did come up with a great idea. I'm not a lawyer. I get nervous around lawyers. But if anyone is in contact with a lawyer, it's called a simple will package. It takes a lawyer who knows how to do it about an hour. They usually sell them at $400, $500, $700, something like that. A lawyer could donate a simple will package as something to auction off. And I know that sounds rough, but I've got to get mine straightened out. I mean, the tens of dollars that I have right now, I got to decide who I'm leaving that to and who I'm not. So we're looking to build this thing up. I think, and again, anything helps.
Absolutely, absolutely. Who do you see, Simon? What's happening, Lance? Papa Texas, what's up, brother? Watched your chicken video this afternoon. Great, great little video. Quick, nice, easy cook there, Papa Texas.
I will add that on the Uncle Steve shake package, it also comes with my personal phone number. Not that almost everybody doesn't have it. For a call anytime on, hey, what goes good on this? What goes good on that? The big layering right now is a light layer of SPG, followed by a layer of Magic Ribs. And then you come back, because Magic Ribs has so much sweet in it already, you can put a little butter if you want. Before you wrap, one more light coat of Magic Ribs. And the last ribs that I worked with on a competition, I went back right before they cut them and just light little shake on there. And you can't put enough. So, but that's where we're at. And that's what I'm doing. And anything and everything is appreciated. Because Blake is a great guy. You know, we all try to live our lives, most of us, Kent, we try to live our lives the best we can. And every once in a while something happens and it makes you say, why me? Why, how? And this was one of those things. I mean, he everything, right on the straight and narrow, great grades, hard worker, honest kid. You know, you don't get where he did in school. Aerospace engineering, that's more math than I can add. My gazentas aren't that good. At Texas A&M, I know they try to take care of their own. So any of my Aggie friends that come watch this, he's one of y'all's. Hit that GoFundMe a little bit. His dad was like me. He's a Bearcat. And Sam Houston State, any of my Bearcats out there, drop a little something. Put Bearcat in the notes on the GoFundMe. And just so it's a little recognized. It's good to know that people are out there and where they come from. And that's me.
We got a couple baskets from Ashley.
I like that. Man, I like that.
Thank you, Ashley. Appreciate it.
You're fabulous.
Absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, it's such a great cause.
Yeah.
You know, to help out, like you said, it's that perfect storm of timing.
Yes.
You know, that from the insurance you got growing up to when you get your first insurance from your first career.
Mm-hmm.
That little space in between. And
yeah, you know, absolutely. You know, I think I can add a life-size, what are those, they're called like big heads, you know, the life-size statue looking things. A life-size cutout of Kent in his football uniform at Polk High, where he scored a touchdown or something, with his mullet. I think I can find one of those and get that in there also.
You know, you can go even all out and you know, you get the life size cutout. There's a certain picture of a certain Ford horseman standing outside the gates of the
rodeo cook-off. I would love that. Hey, on the rodeo cook-off, that's going to be big. That's going to be great. Believe me, whoever gets that in the auction, I'm going to take care of them. Might even let them sit on my knee.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. But yeah, it was. And folks, like I said, we have a messenger group for the Houston Livestock Rodeo.
Yeah.
And everything Steve was saying is 100% true. We got a message in the morning. Probably not even late morning, early afternoon, really. And you know, hey, I'm coming to you with open arms. You know, here's the deal. And it was literally ding, 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 ding. Give me 10 minutes.
Yeah.
I'm already on the phone. I'm waiting on a call back. da 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 da. I had called Newland at backline, you know. Yep. Obviously, you know, I'm probably already on the other line with JB.
Yep.
You know, and then him and he has been telling me about this drum for a couple years now.
Oh, wow.
He wanted to do a drum. He's done drums here and there before, messing around type stuff. But he really wanted to come out with one as a production line. Because we all know, you all watch the show, you know, you see my pit.
Yeah.
That's what he does. That's Ryan's hand at its finest. And, you know, with Brooks, because Brooks has the drums. And Brooks does the powder coat.
Yeah.
So Brooks is taking care of that. Everything in this drum is going to be handmade, hand fabricated by Ryan.
Yeah.
So however it is, however he designs it, it started as a bar of metal, straight bar of metal or a straight sheet of metal. And he's turned it into that. But, you know, everybody who stepped up, you know, Big Rome and the crew, Joe's Meat Market.
Yeah, yeah.
Al from Magna Chef. Those are the Magna Chefs. But the Freedom Gloves, they were here a little bit ago. I must have already moved them. Pairs of those are coming in. And everything. It was just the community stepped up.
That's it. Yeah.
Like we always do. Every single time. And, you know, without question. No one questioned a single thing. Well, no. You know, when I called Al for the gloves. Done. Yeah. Already in the mail. They'll be going out tomorrow. Didn't even question, you know. Yeah. Marty, what's happening, brother? For everybody to come up with between, you know, the gloves, the shakes, different seasonings, meat packages.
Well, I know there's going to be some more stuff thrown in there. Every time something gets added, I'm going to post it out on the Shake Nation Facebook page. My Facebook's all messed up and I'm old, so I can't figure it out. Sometimes I have to post stuff on my regular page and then put it on the Shake Nation. But it'll always end up on the Shake Nation, so just kind of keep an eye out on that when new stuff comes up. And again, the auction is Sunday, June 23rd, 1 o'clock to 4:30. I would imagine that we'll start live auction stuff at a band break, which will probably be about 3:30. Between 3 and 3:30, I'll know more about the time frame as it comes up.
Okay.
And again, we'll do it. We're going to do it just like this. But the chat that rolls through, you want to bid on something. Yeah, and I'll stick. Let's say I'm doing the Cuisinart. And I'm, all right, right now, Cuisinart's at 150. Do I have 175? Don't do me a 150 and one penny. Because money that jingles falls out of my pocket. Money that folds will go where it needs to. But, you know, we'll do it just like that. And we'll count down 5, 4, boom. And we'll cut it. So there you go, Lance.
Awesome, Lance.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Awesome. And, you know, obviously, you know, there's guys who haven't been in yet.
Oh, I know it.
Probably catch it later that are, you know, in the barbecue businesses. Guys, if you want to donate anything, you know, seasoning packages, whatever it is you're into.
This time, I'll take other seasonings also.
Yeah. Message me. Message Steve.
Yeah.
And get it done. You know, the more we can get, the more we can raise.
Man, it's every dollar. It's every dollar counts. And I know times are tough. I also know that, you know, when you give, you fill your heart. You know, it makes you feel good. And this is a good spot. Again, I hope Blake, you know, the doctors have good prognosis for recovery on what he needs. It's also going to be tough, like I said, because as a man, sometimes it's hard to feel at comfort when other people are helping you. But man, everybody needs the help sooner or later. Everybody needs a little something. I may not ask you to come over and help me cut my grass, but on this one, this is something big. This is somebody that needs something special. So, and you know, he may get back with Lockheed, invent something with them that changes the world. Yeah, he's that kind of brain. He has that kind of ambition. So, I will say I went to the I'm inspired right now. My niece graduated from University of Texas, and I went to the graduation this past weekend, and the graduation ceremony. Now, it wasn't the one where everybody walks. They do that separate. Was inspiring. I left there thinking, I have not done enough with my life. I'm going back to school to get my master's. Then I started thinking, what am I going to get it in? Childhood education, business. And I thought, Shakeology. I'm in, baby.
You teach the course.
I will hit the right people and they will make one up. I have a master's degree in Shakeology. And but it really was. It's so inspiring. And I see those people and I'm looking going, those are the people that are going to change the world. Yeah. I can make it taste better at my age and where I am in life with my kids. I can make your life taste a lot better. But these people, including Blake, they're going to change the world, like big time change it. Yeah. And so I'm all in.
Beautiful, brother. Beautiful. This is going to be great.
Yeah.
Like I said, anybody who's catching this on the replay or the audio form, if you'd like to donate anything.
The GoFundMe is on the Uncle Steve Shake page.
Uncle Steve Shake Nation Facebook page is the GoFundMe. Message Steve from there. Yep. Message me personally, John McGuire, or from right here on the Pit Life pages. And we'll get everything set up and what you want to do. And first and foremost, folks, thank you.
Yeah.
Everybody who has donated anything, anybody who's made a phone call, email, smoke signal.
Yeah.
To somebody who donated some, thank you. This is what it's all about.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, it's the barbecue love, the barbecue people, the brotherhood, sisterhood, family, barbecue family, coming together as one in times and needs.
Yeah.
And it has to be done. And
if you're in the Houston area, Spring area, Tomball, Montgomery County, you're anywhere around June 23rd, 1 o'clock at Sawyer Park Ice House. That's going to be a nice little thing. Sawyer Park has some great food. There's going to be these guys playing great entertainment. And we originally had another band lined up that was real big. And it just didn't seem to come together because they were want this, want that, need this. And every dollar counts. We weren't able to work it out with them, but these two guys, the two bands, Scott and Pat together, and then Gary, this is going to be a great show. You're going to have a great time.
Good, good, good. And then we'll get you and I will talk if sure. About a broadcast on that because we can use
that'd be this great
platform to set up the podcast with anybody.
Yeah,
link for everything there.
Yep.
And we'll do it, brother. You know that.
I love it. I'm
anything you need, and I can do it. I'm there.
Perfect. I appreciate it.
No worries. And you know, Blake is on the road to recovery.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, first and foremost, the best news.
Yes.
And
it's going to take some time, and it's going to take some funds. I can't give him time, but I can sure do what I can to help with the funds.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So, yeah, guys. Stay on top of the Uncle Steve Shake Nation page for all the latest updates, donations, everything leading up to the event. And once he has it there, I'll have it. on all my social media pages. So just keep an eye out because we'll all be sharing the contest out to get the most eyes on everything.
Yeah.
Speaking of eyes, you look like you got a little tired there, son, for a second.
You know, well, I have to keep taking my glasses off because I look better with no glasses, but I can't see with them. And, you know, but it's one of those, the girl, Alila, had two nights of performances.
Yeah.
Friday night was something different. Saturday morning, I drove to Austin, and I was so hyped. I was just, oh, God, I drove back from Austin to Houston after the graduation because I couldn't go to sleep. Stopped by Bucky's, saw some of my kids there, got some pictures of them. And, but, you know, so I got back about 1:30 or 2. Well, if I'm up till 1:30 or 2, that registers in my head as, well, that's a Vegas night. And so I don't go to sleep. And so I stayed up. And so I've been trying to catch up on a little napping back and forth. I'll be caught up by tomorrow.
There you go. What's up, Bam Bam? What's happening?
Hey, guys. Yeah, if Stevie doesn't snore tonight, I'll be. Oh, man, I'm going to tell you what.
He's lying.
All right. No more stop. Well, anyway, man, I appreciate that. And I know as soon as I say I appreciate the time, it's an always, it's an anytime. This is something great to reach out and jump in on. So looking at all, I got the chat going, looking at all the guys here.
Oh, yeah.
Stevie Papa Texas says hi.
Yay.
Yay. I wouldn't be able to do it without kids. I'd be so boring.
Josh and Babe, what's happening?
Josh and Babe. I'm looking at the YouTube, Facebook. Now, are you on YouTube and Facebook right now?
Yeah.
Okay, good, good.
Yes, I got the chat for both of them. You know, Facebook's in blue, YouTube's in red, and whatever it is.
Man. So I'm just following one.
Man. Huh? And we're on also live on X, aka
Twitter. I like it.
Yeah, and I was trying to figure out the Instagram thing, but they want me to jump through too many goddamn hoops. I'm
having trouble on Instagram. I don't know how to share things from one to the other to back and forth. And but I'll make it. Lep, how you doing, brother? Lep, good luck on that Jones's Bones thing.
Yes. Go for the goal, baby.
Yep. All right.
But yeah, brother. Like I said, folks, stay tuned to all the the social media pages. Uncle Steve Shake Fusion, Pit Life, everything. We'll all be sharing it out. Oh, awesome, Byron. Texas War veteran, first off, thank you for your service, sir. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Chat keeps jumping up. Showcasing cultures, chefs, and small businesses worldwide, but it focuses on Texas and Peru. Awesome, awesome. Thanks for stopping by. But yes, hit the social medias.
Yep.
Stay up to date, and we'll put more stuff in once we get it all rolling for times.
Oh, yeah.
And all that good stuff. So,
hello.
You got anything else?
Man, I'm good. Summer's coming up. I'm already working on my Speedo body. I'm ready to slim down to a svelte, maybe below 250. Dad bods rule, and that's all I can say about that. You know,
awesome, brother.
Thanks, you guys, for showing up. Y'all are the best.
Oh, yeah, everybody, it's been rocking all night long. Thank you all for tuning in, and we'll catch us down the road there. And Uncle Steve, thank you so much. I love you, brother.
You got it, man.
You know it, and it's just beautiful to see us all come together every time we need it.
I know it. I appreciate it. It's family. I love it.
Nice, warm feeling, right?
It does. It's just nice, warm.
Yeah.
All right, man.
All right, folks. That's it for this week. Thank you for tuning in. And till next week, keep the smoke rolling.
All right. Bye, buddy. I'll call you.